All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Today we are taking a look at Peter Rabbit. Yes, that movie. Directed and written by Will Gluck and Rob Lieber. It stars James Corden, Domhnall Gleeson, and Rose Byrne. And the synopsis is, feature adaptation of Beatrix Potter's classic tale of a rebellious rabbit trying to sneak into a farmer's vegetable garden. Again, this is based off of a book. Meet Peter and his family. He has a cousin and a couple of sisters that live with them. B has a property near a neighbor. She's an artist. She's out in the countryside. Her neighbor has a garden, and she befriends the rabbits, which is one of those is Peter. Peter likes to go into the neighbor's garden. The neighbor gets upset and frustrated by it, tries to capture Peter and his family. So this goes on. Peter goes in, he gets captured. But when he gets captured, the neighbor's name, Mr. McGregor, he has a farm. He has a heart attack when he captures Peter. So Peter and his family begin to take over the house and the garden. Domhnall Gleeson's character is living in London. He works at Harrods. He is a descendant of the Mr. McGregor. He sent the message saying that he has inherited the property. He's fired from Harrods. He goes to live in the countryside, and now the same process repeats over where Peter Rabbit, played by James Corden, begins to go into the garden. Domhnall Gleeson's character blocks him from going in there, and that kind of sets off a different path with this movie. Also, what occurs is that B notices Domhnall Gleeson, so they're kind of around the same age, and they begin seeing each other. This makes Peter very upset. So Peter tries to do as much as he can to get back at Thomas McGregor, Domhnall Gleeson's character. So that's what we'll stop. A couple of things about this movie. At certain times it goes animated, but it is still live action and CG combined. Really thought this movie was very painful to watch. Painful from a aspect of, I'm not sure why this movie exists. I think this is just a vehicle. James Corden is popular right now, so hey, let's just throw him into a movie. There really isn't any cinematic value to this movie. If you have seen the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, that might be a better movie than this one. It's the same thing that you have seen over and over. There has to be a point where Peter recognizes his flaws as a person. Peter is very mischievous, and he thinks very highly of himself compared to other people. So there's a point where he comes to grips with his flaws. I don't think anything about this movie was exceptional. James Corden plays James Corden. Domhnall Gleeson has frowny face from Star Wars. Rose Byrne plays the slightly bubbly British person. You also have Daisy Ridley in this movie. Why? Margot Robbie's in this movie. Why? There's some talent in the movie, but why are they in this garbage? I can see maybe a child understanding this movie and appreciating it. It's dark at times because, again, one of the neighbors dies right there. And then Peter gloats and saying, hey, I killed him, when it turns out that the neighbor had a heart attack. A couple of inappropriate jokes, but as a kid's movie, it's not very good. And I'm going to give this movie a 3. It's completely bland. It doesn't have any real purpose to exist other than the fact that the book has been out there for a while. And someone has not done that. No, there's probably animated movies about this. You shouldn't just pick something up off the shelf and say, oh, let's do that. Just because James Corden is popular right now, oh, let's do that. The later third of the movie just wraps up so quickly because it seemed like they just ran out of stuff to do, ran out of purpose. It's just like, hey, well, you know what's about to happen. So they do a whole montage to wrap up the movie. Other than being shot well, this is one of those movies that you might put on to occupy somebody's time, but other than that, I just didn't like it. So again, it gets a 3, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.